Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America began with a covenant. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom today during this celebration of Thanksgiving. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we talk about a lot of serious issues here with the shot mandates and things like that. But you know what? It all comes down to God has not left the throne. He is in control, and he is giving us amazing blessings every day for living in this country.
Indeed, we have blessings. With all the problems that we have, all the challenges we have, don't ever forget that God is still on the throne. Mm-hmm. That he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He gives us life. He gives us breath. He is to be thanked every time we wake up in the morning and we see a sunrise. Every time we have the opportunity to see a sunset or hear a bird chirping in the trees. It is a time to give thanks to God for this day, for America, for our freedom, for the opportunity to have the ability to exercise our faith, even though we have challenges with respect to that.
Right, but it's a reminder that we have to continue to stand for that freedom that he has given us as a gift.
Because we have inherited an incredible opportunity and an incredible blessing. In fact, America's first governmental document was signed in 1620 by the adult male members of the Pilgrims on the Mayflower. The Mayflower Compact clearly stated what had been undertaken by these pilgrims was, quote, for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, close quote. It wasn't just to come and engage in commerce. The Mayflower Compact gives them a specific reason. They wanted to do this for the glory of God and to advance the Christian faith into this new world.
And they knew that government needed to be self-government. They needed to govern themselves. Laws made by the people were the ultimate answer, not they needed to get out from under the Church of England and what was being mandated to them at that time. And, you know, they didn't just get on a yacht and sail over. I mean, they went through treacherous waters, treacherous things.
Yeah, 66 days
passed. Many of them died.
In these small boats. Some of them died on the way over.
Yeah, before they got over there. But they were that willing to fight for their faith, to go through that. And that's what we have today is this foundation.
And the Pilgrims, they came together as a group of citizens who were governed by, quote, just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most convenient for the general good of the colony, under which we promise all due submission and obedience. And today the Constitution affirms our freedom of religion, speech, assembly, and the right to petition government, things that were foreign to these pilgrims and others that came from Great Britain under the church-state mandates, the king that ultimately was the law as opposed to the king being under the law. So the pilgrims, they intended to settle, you know, in the northern parts of the Virginia colony, but on the way over, their fierce winds that they encountered pushed them all the way to Cape Cod.
Yeah, you could really see the hand of God on their lives, because if they had arrived any earlier, there was a very fierce Indian tribe that had inhabited that land, and the pilgrims probably would have been killed if they had arrived at that time.
Yeah, but a plague mysteriously wiped out the tribe, except for one man.
Mm-hmm.
One man survived, and his name was Squanto. Mm-hmm. He had been in England, but just returned before the pilgrims arrived, and the land was abandoned and perfect for the pilgrims to settle there. Squanto lived with the pilgrims, and he accepted their Christian faith. He taught them how to live in the New World. Governor William Bradford described Squanto as a, quote, special instrument sent of God for their good, close quote. So, you know, with that providential timing of these pilgrims, the meeting of Squanto, who ultimately became a believer in Jesus Christ, and who knew how to survive in this land, whereas these pilgrims did not know how to survive.
Right, they didn't know how to grow corn and, you know, shoot animals. And that, of course, that's where Thanksgiving comes from, when they were able to celebrate together. And I don't know if it was just one day back then, but he helped them to survive And then they helped him to survive eternally with a faith in Jesus Christ.
And it was all part of God's providence.
Right.
And so, you know, the foundation of this country was because of they wanted to bring glory to God. They wanted to advance the Christian faith. God ultimately opened up those doors. Columbus was the same. He felt God directing him to the new world. It wasn't just coming here about commerce. He felt God directing him to this new world.
Yeah, he says even in his journal, the Holy Spirit led me here.
That's right. And so they come to this land to establish a beachhead, a new place for the advancement of the Christian religion. God preserves them through this amazing encounter with Squanto. And like I said, if they had come a little bit earlier, they would have been wiped out. You would not have these pilgrims. They would have been wiped out by this very fierce Indian tribe. And but for Squanto being the only survivor, they would be wiped out. And if they didn't meet Squanto, more of them, maybe the whole colony would have died because they would not have known how to acclimate to this new land, which in many cases was hostile to them.
Right. And now the Mayflower Compact, which they signed even before they left the ship, is now the foundation for our Constitution, which we fight to uphold every day.
You know, the people that came to the United States, what is now the United States, they first landed in Pensacola early on. That was the very first landing is in Pensacola, where they ended up erecting a cross, and there's a big cross there now.
I remember reading about that. I think you may even wrote something about it. They all gathered together, bowed on their knees, and praised God, and put that cross up.
Right, and then they ultimately encountered a hurricane, and then they moved over to St. Augustine, and that's the oldest city established in the United States. And there they also erected a cross. Here at the Plymouth Colony, they erected a cross. Everywhere they landed, they erected a cross. And so, you know, you have pilgrims depending upon God, clearly. And there's a national monument that has been erected to honor the forefathers. It's called the National Monument to the Forefathers. And it's to honor, and it is dedicated as a memorial to the pilgrims in 1889. That's how far back this monument goes, back to 1889. The monument is 81 feet high, but on top of it is a 36-foot-tall female figure labeled Faith. Right. She faces the Plymouth Harbor with a Bible in her left hand, and her right hand is pointed toward heaven.
You know, this is just an amazing monument. I never knew about this in school, and once I learned of it, I was fascinated. And you can also order a smaller version of it, but the detail and the meaning throughout this whole monument is just amazing to show the faith of these pilgrims, our founders.
Well, Governor William Bradford said, thus out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things that are. And as one small candle may light a thousand, so the light here kindled hath shone unto many. Yea, he says, in some sort to our whole nation. Let the glorious name of Jehovah have all the praise. That's from Governor Bradford with the pilgrims.
Yeah, but you know, you were talking about Faith, who stands on top of this monument. You know, she faces Plymouth Harbor, and she has a Bible in her left hand, and in her right hand, she's pointing toward heaven, which represents the pilgrim's dependence upon God and the Holy Spirit. The pedestal sides supporting her have four upright panels. Two panels list the Mayflower passengers, and the four figures surrounding Faith are liberty, law, education, and morality. And on the monument's northeast side is a dedication that reads, "Erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty."
And you know, the future governor, John Winthrop, stated with regards to their landing as part of the pilgrims, he was on the Arbella, one of the 11 ships, carrying over 1,000 Puritans, I should say, to Massachusetts that year. And he said, "We shall be as a city on a hill. The eyes of all the people are upon us." And he was talking about their coming here was going to be a city on a hill to literally light the world. Ronald Reagan popularized that in the 1980s, that America is a shining city on a hill. That phrase actually comes from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus talks about a city on a hill cannot be hid. This is the vision of America that they believed it would be a shining city on a hill, this beacon of light, hope, and faith that goes around the world. This is the kind of heritage that we celebrate and are thankful about today on this Thanksgiving. So enjoy this day. Give thanks to your family, but most of all, give thanks to God and for the blessings that He has given to us. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.